Good morning. The lack of some snowfall could be hurting tourism this holiday season. Alana Hewson with the Central Oregon Visitors Association says it appears some businesses are suffering because of the snow drought.
We found that visitors that were planning shorter getaways, those traveling from within the state of Oregon, have been rethinking their plans, and there have been fairly widespread cancellations. So we're going to take a hit from that. The good news is that as the weather report has changed just in the last 24 hours and new snow is expected, we're starting to see a flurry of inquiries of people who are rebooking business.
Hewson says they will gather all the statistics early next week just to see what damage was done without the snow Central Oregon is known for. The Deschutes County Sheriff's Office is looking for witnesses to a fatal crash on Cottonwood Road near Sun River. Authorities say 57-year-old Jerome Crome of Lapine died in the crash yesterday morning. Deschutes County Sheriff Larry Blanton says it's possible that icy roads were a factor as emergency responders called for sand and de-icer in that area.
I would assume there was some icy road conditions. And you know, we've pretty much skated through a large part of the winter season through December, but I think some weather's coming, and you know, it can be dry and 50 degrees in Bend, and you get to the top of Lava Butte or south, and you're going to have some snow issues or even north.
The accident was reported by someone who drove by and spotted the wreckage around 7:20 yesterday morning. A minor fire at the Bethlehem Inn in Bend early Thursday morning did minimal damage and no one was hurt. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer has more details.
The fire broke out at the Bend shelter around 2:30 Thursday morning. Chris Cloart with the Bethlehem Inn explains what happened.
It was a ceiling fan in the bathroom, and it had been left on at night. And of course, it's an old structure, and there was a short. And immediately, the family contacted, we have staff on 24 hours a day, so they contacted our overnight monitor, who immediately went down and used a fire extinguisher, which we have placed right next to the family unit. And it was minor.
The family staying in the unit was able to knock down the fire with a fire extinguisher, and they were moved to another unit. Damage to the building and their contents is assessed at $600. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
We've been counting down the top five business stories this week with Tyler Simonis. Today, we have the number one story.
And the number one financial news story of 2011, of course, was the European debt crisis. And unfortunately, I think that's also going to be the big news story in the financial world in 2012. So the problems in the Eurozone actually have caused capital markets to be volatile globally. And the reason is because Europe is still the largest combined economy in the world. And so if they go into a recession, there'll be lack of demand for Chinese products and U.S. products and South American products. And so that will have an impact on the global economy. And so that's why that will continue to be in the focus for much of 2012 as well.
Other top business stories were the S&P downgrade of U.S. debt, the Japanese tsunami's interruption of world markets, the Occupy Wall Street movement, and the collapse of MF Global. Coming up in our next local newscast, we'll have the top 10 local story of the year here in Central Oregon. Well, it could be good news for the Bend Sears store. Sears Kmart released a large list of stores they plan to close, and so far, the Bend store is not on the list. On the heels of dismal sales this holiday season, the retail giant announced earlier this week they would close up to 120 stores. A list of 79 stores on the chopping block does not include Bend. Coming up next on your local news at 6:30, the trip to Mount Bachelor should soon be smoother and safer thanks to a $10 million grant, and a Bend business has been fined by the city of Bend. We'll have these stories and more coming up at 6:30. I'm Lori Robb for News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.